There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brantley Dump Show. You got Peter Pablo down low there, and you got Mikey V, W's finest, coming in as well. fellas, the streak, we almost lost the streak. We almost lost the streak, and it's good to be here. I would have hated to be late. 2 years ago, we were saying, Michael, 2 years ago, Christmas, we released a little bit late. Not happening. We got back early. Really, really good to have that. We were in the middle of really nowhere, Oregon, film with the LeBron. We'll get into the little LeBron stuff a little bit. LeBron loves him. LeBron loves him some Joey D. Like I think he really gets Joe, which is, you know, as we've talked about many, many times, not the easiest thing to do. He loves Joe.
That's the battle. That's the battle.
Once
you get there, it's you're in a really good place.
Correct.
You get there. Now it takes, you know, some longer than others to get there, but you're there, it's a really good place to be. That's all I can tell you.
Make me sound so unlovable. Like I'm just like you have to go leaps and bounds to be able to be like, oh, I like this guy. Like that's not a good trait.
Well, no, Joe, you said
You said
if I met you now, I'd hate you.
Well, I think, Bob, now you're very selective of who you have in your corner, which I understand. Like, listen, the Bobby Empire has never been
picked. Don't take you it wanna, that. You want to have – Michael, come on.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying I understand at this day and age why, you know, with the level of fame and everything that's come with it.
Come on, Mikey. Like, let's just stop. You see what he's doing now.
This is classic.
Now he's just being a scumbag.
It's classic because he went from like it was about him to like now he diverted. He diverted correct. You. But yeah. No, I listen, I think what Joe is trying to say is like Bob should be more selective of who he's allowing, yes. And he should. Just the way he words it is just it's a shit salad.
And you know why I'm so protective of who comes into our circle is because of the fucking convicts that guy has sent our way. Just person after person.
His tree? His coaching tree?
Oh,
coaching tree's great. Arguably best tree in the game.
I don't know about that.
I mean, we got Leland for
Leland
starters.
Leland really is like your
Leland admits, FP, by the way, we call him Leland. FP admits that's my coaching tree.
Yeah,
Bob was not answering DMs.
I understand that.
We don't even know if we would ever met him because he was at Pinehurst. We connected. We didn't even know that he was a golfer.
It was the Patreon thing. That was
same
like,
thing
you
with
know.
Michael. You know what? You're right. We probably wouldn't have had that Pinehurst moment. But to not have him any part of my coaching tree is not right. Does it belong on your coaching tree? Yes. Michael is my coach.
75-25. Mikey's your coaching tree.
Mikey's my coach.
You had Nikki Smigs as your coaching tree. You had Jet as your coaching tree.
Jersey Jerry.
Wow. So you've had some guys who've come and gone. So, like, I mean, Mikey's tried testing and true.
That's another shot.
It's another shot. That's he can't help it.
I'm not even able to finish what I'm saying.
No, finish.
I would argue that with Mikey and Jet, you have the two most guaranteed stand the test of time coaching trees.
Let me get a 30. I have Joey D in my coach. That's my prize best. That's my prize fighter. Like that's my sea biscuit. Like let's not sleep on that either, by the way. And that coaching tree, that's like that Nick Saban. Fuck. Remember Mike when fucking Nick Saban was coaching with Mario Cristobal?
There was some
fucking,
there's like, I feel like there's
Kirby
just
Smart.
There's guys like, who like you feel everyone came Bob is like Bobby Parcells. He's like Bill Parcells. Everyone you've ever heard of came from, has a connection to the Bill Parcells coaching tree. Belichick and everyone under Belichick. So it all falls underneath that. So it's like Bobby Parcells. He's like the big tuna.
He's like the Packers' original coaching staff when they had Holmgren and John Gruden. Oh my god, they had everybody. Dude.
Yeah, they had a lot of guys. But yeah, I would compare him to Parcells because I feel like Parcells is the guy that I feel like everyone always he's every descendant of every coaching tree could come back to Bill Parcells. Everybody, it feels that way anyway. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But it
now
feels
I have
that
some
way.
New acquisition coaching tree, like wow. Between EA is my guy.
EA is a big responsibility for you.
Yeah, EA is huge, and then Cornelius now. Cornelius is going to end up playing a bigger role. You know, at the end of the day, everybody is accountable for different people, right? Like, and at the end of the day, we all want to bring something to the table. Mm. Now, I'd like to know Mikey's coaching tree. We have what? Coach Mark Ingram,
Jim McMahon,
T-Bone,
Jim McMahon, the Bone Jim's Man, a friend.
What about the Bone
Man? Yeah, that's a good one. Now, EA, it's like a make or break coaching tree for Joe. Like, that is really a big
decision.
I need
it to pan out.
It does. If it pans out, it's great for him.
Yeah.
If EA, you know, goes south, it's a problem. It's a big, big problem. Now, if EA ships off to fucking Poland for the fifth time in a year, that's also going to be another problem.
I'd like to think that EA has been here through thick and thin. If he can stand the test of time with the Sportsman, EA can go through. He can endure like the harshest winters of podcasts and like survival that you have to go through.
I like the Sportsman, man.
Yeah. Long live the Sportsman. Mikey had a good stint on it. When Mikey left, it was it. And then we tried to bring Jet on, and Jet was like as inconsistent as the wind. You couldn't get a yes from him week to week.
It's tough to bring on somebody who just hates being there. You know what I mean?
It's for an hour or two.
I got to call Jet out. He's going to fucking hate this. But Mikey, I have, you know, Jet is such a weapon to have behind the camera. Like, because, you know, it's so much more than that. You see him in the Instagram stories, like him and Joe just going at it. Just it's beautiful. I love it. But,
it's
bro,
beautiful.
And he's good ridiculous. With every
such a
guest.
Sick way to describe it.
It's like how he wants us at each other's throats on every episode. Mikey, we could have the worst episode of all time, and if there is a segment of 10 to 15 minutes of us just trying to rip each other's throats up, I'll be like, great episode. Great episode. Really, really caught
it. We really had something today. We really had something.
He just
today.
Loves. Yeah. I really do believe. I know we said it before. He's like the Vince McMahon of the podcast world. But
No question about it. No question about it. So what happened with Jet though, Bob? I'm sorry.
Well, I just was going to say that when Jet gets around LeBron, that's the one guy I've ever seen where just gets him, where he just goes silent. Bro, nobody's fastball is better than the Jet. Like, truly, when he gets around LeBron, you won't hear a peep. He just gets him. He just really, really gets him. Now, who am I to talk? I got the Shanks in front of him, and I'm in for a really tough video, man. Mike, you would have beat the piss out of me.
On
when
the
I'm shanking
course,
it
I
like
think
that,
Mikey would have,
100%. I couldn't hit a ball straight. When I start shanking it, man, I've had like a 6 month long case to do it in front of LeBron. It's just really sucked,
dude. This game just doesn't make any sense, bro.
Mike,
like, it makes no sense.
The other day,
dude, I'm playing with a guy, and I said to him, one of my good friends that I played with the other day, I said to him, this guy's been playing golf for 40 years. He's a 6.9 handicap. He's a good golfer, really good golfer.
Who's this?
One of my buddies. You don't know him. He's a buddy of mine.
I thought it was what's his name who played with the FP when they had the Balaclavas.
Oh, Fubi. No, Fubi's another good golfer. But this guy, I mean, he's been golfing for like 30 plus years. He's a 6.9 handicap, and like he's out there and I'm out there, and like it's just a fucked up game because like the par threes, for whatever reason, three out of the four par threes I put on the green in one shot. Three greens in regulation on four par threes, which I've never done, ever. Best round I've ever played all around.
Wow.
From putting and mid-game, short game, mid-range, all of that.
And the putter that Nutt gave you is working?
Yeah, really well.
Oh, Mason, not a beauty. All
man.
Roads lead back to Nutty, dude.
It really does.
That lab putter, the lab putter's no joke, dude. I think it's just no joke.
Proper for you because it's the right size for you. It's like extended, so you don't have to hunch down like the hunchback of Notre Dame to make a putt.
So now everything in my bag is custom fit except my driver, my three wood, and my hybrid. That's the only thing left that I have to get. Custom fitting because and I just so what I've done the last three rounds and people are gonna fucking hate on this and they're gonna say whatever I haven't taken them out of the bag I refuse, I won't take them out of the bag I won't take driver wood so what I've been doing is I've been teeing up every I don't give a fuck if it's a 500 yard par five I'll tee up with a six iron I hit a six iron out of the rough the other day 226 out of the rough with a six iron and put it on the green it was I'm telling you it was so anyway long story short I'm saying to this guy I'm like this must be so annoying to you because he had like a couple holes on those par threes where like he was like struggling a little bit. And I said, this is why this game is fucking stupid. I said, because you've been playing for 40 years. I'm one of the worst golfers hands down in the United States have to be. And like, it's just so unpredictable. And like, there's no rhyme or reason to what could happen.
No.
So back to Bobby Shanks, to bring it back to Bobby Shanks. I just feel like how could, it's like, you could get mad at yourself, but at the same time, it's like the game is so out of control, makes no fucking sense. Unless of course you're a tour guy, these guys on like some of them and not even all of them, but some of them that are the best of the absolute best. And they are always great no matter what. It's just like there's no rhyme or reason to what happens at all. There's none. And then you'll hit a great shot. Par three, put it on the green. Right pin high on the green. Next hole, tee off, fucking take one of Joe's beaver tails and fucking fly it. Fuck. It just doesn't make it. It just makes no fuck. The game makes no fucking sense.
You know, and then too, when we're filming, it's like you cannot be the guy. Like, of course it sucks, but like, you have to stay in it because you have to be entertaining. Like, 100%. You have to keep your head in, which I think kind of helps because I'm able to hit a shot and, you know, fucking cold cock one right and then keep it moving forward and keep having fun because you have no choice. You have to keep going. But, yeah, it's – bro, because all it takes is one. Is once I see one, it's over. It's over. And I felt really good coming into it. If I see one, it's done. It's done. It's over. Bang, but that's bang.
Crazy. So you don't bounce back. You don't bounce. No. Joe's laughing. No.
The moment was way too big. No. Nope.
But this wasn't the first time you played with him though.
I played good with him the first time we played.
That's what I'm saying. So like the pressure, I would feel like this time you guys go out with him, I would have felt like, was it not like a feeling of like we've been there, we've done this already? Like maybe we're like 100. A lot looser.
By the way, I was horrendous too. I was no better. Yeah, I helped you out though, D,
because you're able to kind of.
I wasn't shanking it 90 degrees, hosling it right, but I was chunking balls. I was whipping. I sculled one way over. Like, I was terrible too. I mean, the FP was carrying our ass.
You're right though, Mikey, is that, I didn't. With the first time we played with him, I was incredibly nervous.
Yeah.
As crazy as it sounds to say, it felt like we're friends now.
Yeah. All right, everybody. This week's Brilliantly Dumb Show episode is brought to you by our longtime friends. You know them over at SeatGeek. SeatGeek, number one rated ticketing app in the entire world. 35 million downloads of the app, over 70,000 listed live events. Every week I show you, you put in your geolocation and bang, it's giving you every sporting event, every live concert, special event that's in your vicinity. That's why SeatGeek is number one. And also, NFL season is here. You've been talking about it for some time now, planning that long trip with the boys. You're going to go out, you're going to tailgate, but you want to go see different stadiums. The only place you're going to get those tickets at the best price is with our friends at SeatGeek, is with our special code. And of course, SeatGeek has your back as always. Each ticket rated on that scale of 1 to 10 with the green dot system. It's like a traffic light. The green dot means go, red dot means stop and think about it before you purchase those ones. They got the best deals. They got the most events, the most listings. Now it's time to take advantage. And we have the code for you guys. As always, you could use code DUMB10, that's DUMB10, for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10, DUMB10. Thank you so much to our friends over at SeatGeek.
Mike, you know Joe's new thing that Jack keeps calling him out for? Oh, and like, Joe is like the picture-perfect candidate to get duped. Joe has shown me video after video lately, and it's always AI. Like, nobody is beating AI isn't beating anybody more than they're beating Joe. Like, Joe will see like two like lions like fucking, and he'll turn to me and be like, "Look at this, Bob." I'll be like, "Joe, that's AI."
Joe, like, but to be fair though, Joe, like I listen, Penix to Metcalf, dude. It happens, bro. Like, the AI is a brutal. Like, AI is brutal. Like, anything I see on Twitter now, I literally have to run it through Grok and be like, "Is this real?" Because I don't even know anymore. We're really splitting
what are we
hairs
doing here, man. So think about it, Mike. You're asking AI if something else is AI,
but it'll tell. It'll come up with these stories and these pictures, and it's like, this happened here, and it's like,
is AI.
Yeah, but it will fact check the post. It
correct.
Will.
What Joe's
asking
is
AI
true.
If something else is AI.
Yes, I know, and it's a shame that it's gone to that. But what else am I supposed to do to verify if it's real or not?
We're fucked. We're
dude,
done.
We've been
too.
Fucked.
Like
we've
our
been
parents.
Fucked.
Like my dad showed me a couple things. Like Dana
that
White.
Generation is the worst. Because my mother, the same thing. She has
it's
no
scary,
idea. You know what she called AI the other day? I was with her this weekend. I took the kids down there. She referred to AI as Al. She called it Al.
It's a good name for AI.
She had a whole conversation, apparently, with my with my wife or with somebody, and was referring to AI as Al. Oh, and nobody knew what the fuck she was talking about. And she meant AI the whole time.
So that's the other side of being on the Ask Bob. I feel like I'm on the other side of it.
Okay,
that
so but
good.
The older generations are going to, like, this is not good. They could be duped by this stuff very easily.
Well, imagine if, like, the government or something put out something that nobody would know if it's true or not.
I'm telling you, man.
Mass
I'm
propaganda.
You.
Like
I'm
a
telling
bunch
you.
Of shit. Scary,
I'm telling
man.
You. Now they got the AI creating new, like, viruses to, like, fight. You know,
they
disease.
Need to fuck off with this AI shit. It needs to stop.
It's here to stay. It's
oh, it ain't going
stay.
Anywhere, dude.
I've found out the hard way with like Bob Does Bagel stuff, and then I had to have an artist do it. Like, people will get very upset if you like use AI for like the Bob Does Bagels logo. Mind you, I didn't really think about it, but I do understand the frustration is that it, and that's just part of the world. It's taking people's job. Like, it's so easy. Look at Cuzzy's Cup. Like, that could have been EA. You know what I mean? And
Cuzzy's Cup. Dude, come on, bro.
Yeah,
come
no,
on.
I mean, look, he's just
I can't afford
consider.
A freelancer, Bob. I can't.
Well,
I, you
now
know,
that's
come on.
Make me look bad, though.
Da, 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 da. I mean, but Bob, I mean, we're in different situations here. I mean, look, I get it. Like, people will call, like, they recognize, like, any AI flyer now. They're just like, this is AI slop. Because it all kind of has the similar kind of look to it. Yeah, I don't care. I just redid all the workouts of the day. I ran that all through AI. Well, I don't have the time. I'm not paying somebody to do it. I'm sorry. And I don't have the time to do it. So I'm not – what am I supposed to do?
You know what? That is – I feel for those people. There's a lot of people who have lost their jobs to AI.
There
so
is.
I do feel for them.
There is.
At the same time,
to the AI thing than
that me. Is the way that it goes. That new technology comes out and you got to try and adapt. I know that's easier said than done. I feel for those people. I really do. But they now have to find a way – you know, to figure it out.
With certainty, I've never used AI. I'm not about to use it, you know? So, Mikey, you could condemn it, but then if you go ahead and use it, you're almost worse. It's almost like, you know, it's almost hypocritical.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, on one end, you're saying it's horrible. It's
Joe, been, I'm saying, like...
The other side is like... Cuzzy's Cup. Da,
da, da, da, da. By the way, we did very well. We did very well. Did
but not the AI.
Well, preseason's been good, Bob.
Yeah, it's 4-0. It's 4-0.
Preseason's
been good. Not AI, though, Mikey. You were the one who did good. Don't give AI the credit.
No, but what I'm saying is my thing about AI is the robotic end of it. When we start fucking around with creating, like, humanoid robots, like, that's the part that, to me, is like... But let me fucking finish, though. That's what I'm saying, Joe. That part, to me, is the part that we really need to look at it ourselves and be like, have we not seen Terminator? Have we not seen these movies and seen how it's gone? We're very close. We're very, very close, I'm telling you, to, like, it really being a point where do we draw the fucking line? Yes, I'm sorry. Now, yes, I'm done.
I will say this, and this is the only thing I would lean towards potentially maybe AI helping us.
Yes.
Is if the possibility of these aliens and shit do exist, The robots, Michael, could save us. They could be the answer. I'm just saying. I'm not. Yeah, I know that sounds preposterous.
No, I like where your head's at there. I don't disagree with that. I see the angle.
Entire army of these robots and save people and just put them up against these fucking other civilizations of aliens or whatever. It could be our only saving grace.
Or thinking of it along the peaceful lines instead of the violent lines. Perhaps if we do interact with beings from another dimension or another planet or whatever, extraterrestrial, perhaps AI could assist in the communication aspect of it, much like that movie I watched, the Project Hail Mary. Very good movie.
Tell you what's something else to consider, not to get dark here, but here's something scary. You know how U.S. is by far the strongest military out there? We like to think so.
China's up there too, scarily.
What if now the race to the strongest army is through AI? Like, you know, what if Iraq figures out AI?
The Chinese are doing that, man. The Chinese have the robots. They have the videos, and that's not fake. Those videos are not fake.
Did you see the one that could do like kung fu and shit?
Yes, that was AI. No, that was real. That was real.
And by the way, Bob doesn't believe in aliens, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
don't put that on me.
You don't believe in outer dimension.
You don't, Bob?
Like extraterrestrial.
I think we've had
like
this conversation before.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I didn't. And then when you guys kind of said it the way, like, I can be convinced, but for the time being, I don't think aliens.
You're out still on.
But I can be convinced.
You can
sit down and you can talk to me.
Better do a better job, Michael. We haven't convinced them for shit.
we gotta do a better job
thing
selling.
For me, I see those videos of like Earth, and then it's like the Sun, and then it's like. And then the galaxies of galaxies. It's like it's hard to fathom that there's nothing out there when you see the sheer vastness of the entire world.
Yeah, we're not even talking Neptune, Jupiter, Pluto, Mars. We're not even talking our solar system. We're talking the vast blackness of the universe.
Is like this, and then there's other galaxies that
I think we would be remiss, and I think we'd be extremely ignorant to believe that we are the only living entities in this universe. I just cannot see how that could be. And believe me, Bob, I am also of the Missouri mentality, the show me state. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it because it's been quite a long time, but
I don't want to see it.
Well, I think that mentality is why you haven't seen it, because I think the government believes that we as a society would have a fucking meltdown if they really showed everything that they really have. They've been showing bits and pieces with the releases from the Pentagon, the little flying saucer here, the little flying saucer. They've been declassifying all this shit. That's legitimate. It's coming from the government. At least that's what they're telling you. I think if they released the full Monty and they gave us the full smorgasbord,
Area 51,
I think that they would put everyone into a fucking panic. I think that's what they think, and it would just be anarchy. That's what I believe.
It's not a bad theory, Michael.
You know, I haven't seen The Terminator.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, one or two. One there.
Dude,
both.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, really? 91, yeah. Too. I mean, the second one, 91, was one of the best sequels ever. And that's right around his age, would have been like that perfect age to watch it. 91. I mean, how is that? I mean, come on, Bob.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it, man.
I mean, that's something that, I mean, you got to do, I would think, relatively soon. I mean, that's an all-timer.
Yeah, I know, Bob. If it's in black and white, you could forget about it.
It's not black and white. It was made in 87. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not done yet. If it's black and white, you could forget about it. Like, he ain't watching that. What's a show?
Casablanca. He's not watching Casablanca.
12 Angry Men, Bob Aide sitting down to watch. But even if it's in color, if it's pixelated at all, if it's not crystal 4K HD coming at you in the face, that's not for Bob. It's sad. Well, that sounded worse than I meant for it.
Whoa. Well, the good thing is they've remastered all of these films. They've remastered them and upgraded them to Blu-ray, 4K, all this shit.
Yeah, but Bob never even watched Star Wars. That's a true disaster.
I honestly, I know you guys can make fun of me, but I've seen bits and pieces. I've seen bits and pieces to it.
Listen, some guy, like, there's guys out there who don't like sports. Like, there's guys out there who legitimately aren't into sports. And I always find that bizarre. Bob's just a guy who just is not in. I feel like Bob just doesn't like movies.
But I'm a ball. I'm a ball. Can't say I'm not a ball knower, Michael.
No. You're a sports guy, 100%. I'm saying, like, you're just not a movie guy.
Correct. Now, if I wasn't a movie guy and not a ball knower,
that would be scary.
Have a big problem.
Yeah, it would be scary. Because it's like, what do you do with your time then? Correct. What are you doing?
Probably wouldn't have a show, to be honest. So thank God. Now that doesn't make it okay that I've never seen really anything, but. I do know ball.
You do know ball. Music. You're pretty good with music.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Absolutely. Music wise.
TV. I mean, he knows TV. To an extent, TV. No?
No.
I could pick an IG story song out with the best of them.
Oh, my God.
There's something to be said for that. Because I do think that's very important. I do.
Yeah. That. Nowadays, are you kidding me?
Yeah. You kidding me?
You know?
You kidding me? You kidding me?
All right, boys, I think we can jump into the buy or sell. I think we might as well get into the buy or sell. I'm happy to start. I got something I feel pretty strongly about. Pete, we experienced it this morning. I don't think we said anything about it. I was talking to Jed a little bit about it. I'm going to sell companies like Starbucks. There used to be a day where you get the bagel with cream cheese.
Oh, that was my sell. Fuck.
Was that really?
What?
Did you hear me and Jet talking about it?
No, I saw it. I thought it was fucking preposterous. Look at right here. Buy or sell.
You just gave him the fucking ass Bob question.
Mikey, I swear to God, okay. I didn't see it. I was looking at his top fives.
By the way, that ass Bob, I already asked him, so you got to cross that off your list.
Jesus. What was it?
The carbon dioxide question. What do you breathe in? What do you breathe in, and what comes out after you breathe?
I'm fucked.
Yeah, I am fucked. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's a problem. We'll give you a second, though, Pete.
Hey, listen. Why don't I do an ad read?
There you go.
While we're at it, Bob, I'll fill a little space, a little bit of time. Today's episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends over at Cachava. Cachava, Bob, you know them well. I know them well. If you've tried the new cinnamon French toast flavor, let me tell you something. It's a little nostalgic. Do you remember that particular breakfast cereal I'm talking about? What happens in that milk after the cereal runs out? That's what this tastes like, okay? All the nutrition your body craves in one deliciously simple shake made with real cinnamon bark for the richest, deepest, most authentic flavor. Two scoops provide complete nutrition your body craves. Protein, fiber, greens, and so much more. No artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. Non-GMO, no soy, no animal products, no gluten, and no preservatives. Treat yourself to a childhood favorite. Go to cachava.com and use code DUMB, that's dumb, for 15% off your first order. That's cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com. Code DUMB, dumb.
Joe, we're going to give you a sec. I'm going to do your ad read, and you could take mine. The Brilliantly Dumb Show is also brought to you by Pesty, ladies and gentlemen. You know, summer bugs, there are things worse, but that is pretty fucking bad. I'll tell you that much. Bug after bug after bug. Pesty has got you covered. Everything improves when you get the fine folks over at Pesty. With Pesty, you can start at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and all of that good stuff. Pesty is better than store-bought pesticide, which is diluted and outdated. The folks over at Pesty will come by, and you can live bug-free. With the DIY kit, there are no strangers in your house or important appointments to make time from. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders, ants, roaches, and scorpions. Now is the time to get Pegsy. Pesty, if the bugs don't go away, you'll get a full refund.
That's a tough line. If the bugs don't
go away.
That
is so good. The scorpion line is fucking nuts, dude.
Kit includes a sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions you can complete in less than 10 minutes. Keep bugs out of your summer sanctuary with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/dumb for an extra 10% off your order today. That's PESTIE.com/dumb for an extra 10% off. I do got to go hand up. One of my biggest blunders of all time.
Oh,
was me trying to pronounce. I didn't know that it was Velociraptor. Like, I know Velociraptor. The way that the it's on me. The way the ad read was writ out, I didn't put two and two together that it was Velociraptor. Bone, if we could play the clip of me trying to say Velociraptor in that last one.
What was the second car? A Constorado?
A Ford Hennessy Velociraptor or a souped-up Ford Bronco or $100,000 cash.
Dude, yeah, it's just
the
brutal
amount of messages I see. And by the way, it was such a bad pronunciation that when he was doing it, I was just like, all right, whatever the fuck they're calling this. I was like, whatever they're calling it. I was like, it's a bad name. I was like, but whatever. It's their business. Let them call it what they want. I had no idea what he's... Like, I just thought it was like something new I had never heard of before. I had no idea what it was. And now my ass Bob is gone because he does know a Velociraptor. I was going to show him a picture of a Velociraptor and make him guess what dinosaur it was. So now that's our fucking window. Shambles, we're in shambles this week. We're in fucking shambles.
We are in absolute shambles.
This ass Bob has got some problems, man. You guys, because this could be really tough.
We'll bounce back.
I hope so.
I know what I'm going to sell. Did you sell, by the way, Bob?
He didn't get to it because you said you were going to sell the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like Bob to elaborate on it because it is a good sell.
Yeah, I'm selling like Starbucks. Again, I like Dunkin', but like them, when you get a bagel with cream cheese, there used to be a time where they put the cream cheese on.
Yeah, it's now, so weird.
They give you that small tub. You always have to ask for an extra one because the little tubs of cream cheese they give you, it's never enough. So you got to get really, really smart how you spread it in order to fit it. You got to find out that you put the bagel on top because it's not enough cream cheese. So I just miss the days where they put the cream cheese on for you. It just – the experience is better. It's just a better bagel, especially when you go to the airport. You know, you go get the bagel and you're sitting at your chair and you're cutting through. The breadcrumbs are going everywhere.
It's absurd.
It is. Just get back to the days of – you know, I know it's taking the extra step for sure, but come on. Just let's get back to those days.
They sell bagel sandwiches with bacon, egg, ham, and cheese or whatever. Like they're having it'd be like selling one of those, and like you get the items like they're not put together, and you have to do it yourself. So like, how hard is it to take a a knife, put a smear of cream cheese on?
I think the cream cheese thing is like if I get a bagel with cream cheese, first of all, I've never seen it done that way. I haven't seen it done because I haven't ordered one from Starbucks anytime recently. But I always will ask for light cream cheese because any bagel store, even if you ask for light cream cheese, it's still a good amount of cream cheese they put on there. But when they put on the normal portion of cream cheese, there's just no way to eat it because it just, as soon as you squeeze the bagel, if it's warm, the cream cheese is just flowing over the sides. The cream cheese overflow is just so outrageous, I feel like.
But Bob likes that. But to
order it with cream cheese and not have it on, I mean, if you order it, I think the purchaser, if they say light and they say, okay, no problem, and then you just deal with it. As the orderer, you just deal with it. If it comes a little heavy, you deal with it and you wipe it off and you got to deal with it. But to not put it on the bagel and you got to do it yourself is fucking crazy.
I know what that's the culprit crazy. Is, I think. I think the culprit is the packaged.
COVID?
No. Maybe it might have stemmed from that. But the culprit is the prepackaged cream cheese things that these places are ordering. And I think they do it in order to – it's portion control. So, like, they know, A, that they probably stay fresh quicker than if you buy a big tub of cream cheese. Secondly, they know that if they give one per bagel, they're able to control how much is being given out rather than if somebody is overusing the cream cheese, like if somebody's overspreading it, right? So it's like I think that that's the actual culprit. And then the laziness sets in. It's not even laziness, but it's actually a hassle for them to peel apart the little packets to put it on, so they just dump it into the
you know what, Joe?
Package.
Could be a margins thing. It really could. What Bob's bagels is going to be doing
is.
That?
Oh, no, Bob's going to be handing off whole little Philadelphia cream cheese packets.
No.
We would never.
And I like how you guys said we because this is a we venture. My dad loved Joe's idea of the bobblehead to Bob's bagels. He thought that was a great idea.
The Admiral.
Yeah,
put them right out front, man.
Yeah, Bob, it's a good.
It's a no-brainer.
And it's just collecting dust at HQ. I mean, I think you put it out there for the world to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's definitely possible. But yeah, that's my cell. And then, you know, even like the condiments now, we get so stingy with the condiments. It's always like the weirdest conversation with the condiments as well of they're so afraid to give out the extra condiments. Like, that's another thing.
That's the fast food joints too. Is like now, you know, it used to be, they used to just, the bag would just be full of
the good old sauces and all of it.
Like, and now it's like, you got to fucking give up, you know, your firstborn to get an extra barbecue sauce. It's crazy.
I will say though, you know, in fairness to business owners, like I see like kids at Chipotle, like, you know, they come and they'll take the hot sauce, you know, the Tabasco sauce. I see them taking the Tabasco sauces. So, you know, I think it hurt it, but there's got to be a way to do it. It's the good old days.
Well, the youth today sucks. Man. There's no question about that. They're a whole different breed. These young kids. They're
the whippersnappers now. Yeah. They're a real problem.
Yes, I agree.
Real problem. Real problem, Michael. I tell you what, man. But you know, the thing that irks me, Bob, is not even like that they charge for the extra sauces. It's like they'll be like, oh, you know, there's a charge. It's like, yeah, I understand the 50-cent charge. I want to buy. It's almost like they guilt you out of buying the extra ranch. It's like, dude, give me the ranch. Add up the extra $1.50 for three more ranch sauces. I don't care. Like, don't guilt me out of it.
I totally agree. And now Michael has to cook up and ask Bob a question. So I'm going to go over to you, Cutsy. This is for you, buy or sell.
Well, while we're on the topic of these, like, you know, coffee places like Starbucks and Dunkin' and all these different places, I am going to sell. I think, and Mikey might not be thrilled with this because I know that he likes these, but the flavors and the different drinks now that they have going, it's too much.
Wait, for like, what? For what
like,
now?
So like, I was at Dunkin' today and I'm not saying that these refreshers and some of them aren't good. They are, but there's so many variations of this. I was just trying to look at the menu to see what coffee options I had.
Sure.
And I couldn't see because it's refresher this and cotton candy drinking this and now matcha and this. And it's like it's overtaken the entire menu. I think it's good to have a little subset for like different drinks like that. But now it's like, and by the way, some of these things, it's like drinking a fucking spoonful of sugar, dude. It's just, it's absolutely too much. I don't know. Maybe it's not for me. I agree. You like the flavored coffee is one thing.
The coffee, I like the coffee but flavors the where they just list it. The refreshers, I can take them early.
D-Man, you rolled the dice today. What did you get today?
Well, I got a butter pecan iced coffee.
Yeah.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah. So
I'm not selling that. Delightful. I'm talking about these
great ice cream flavor, by the way. Top five.
Oh, very nice, Michael. Yeah. I'm talking about these refresher like side drinks, Bob, like the matcha iced teas or whatever. It's like, you know what I'm talking about. Like they're absurd.
They got the protein foam now, like the protein.
The protein thing, yeah. Everyone's jumping on that now too, big time.
But it's overtaken. Like, I think it's good to have a couple things like that. But it'd be like if McDonald's did something different, and all of a sudden, like, the regular menu was completely overloaded by all these new things that they're trying. You got to keep what brought you there, and that's got to be the standard. That's why I have so much respect for In-N-Out, because they just do what they do. Same thing with Raising Cane's. They don't try to go too off the board and like, oh, let's bring this in and let's do this new. It's like, this is what you're getting when you get there. You know what you're getting. You know it's going to be good, and you don't deviate from that too much. Like, I was lost looking at that menu today, Bob.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I wish they taught like a class, like the art of menus. Lord knows there's enough ridiculous classes. Like, you know what I'm saying? For like some entrepreneurs out there and whatnot. Like the art of the menu is a real, real thing. And, you know, I'm more of having the more limited items. But you can do a Cheesecake Factory type thing, but you got to make – they do it right. Credit to them. They make it work.
Well, the problem with that, too, is the inventory, too, right? When you start bringing in so much stuff like that, you got to make sure that you have, you know, enough of everything that you don't start selling out of shit just because you have so many items. So, I mean, it can become a logistical nightmare.
You talked about the ridiculous degrees, Bob. Did you see that they're giving, they're offering online influencer content creation degrees now at Arizona State and some of these colleges.
Wow. You know, Bob, I think that's great.
I would have a master's in that.
Master's. Bob would be the fucking professor. What are you talking about?
Bob would be the he'd be the dean
at the fucking College of Content Creation at Arizona State. He'd be the dean.
He'd be the Stephen Hawking of content creation.
Dude, I saw the news article and I was like, crazy. No, I was like, is this fake? I was wondering if that was fake. It's not. It's real. That's real.
Not AI.
Thank God for that, man.
Yeah, that's something I can get behind.
People want to know how to get into this realm. Thankfully, I had one of the greatest to ever do it, like showing me the leading hand. Otherwise, I would never have known what to do. Mikey, you've had a harder go. You've had to kind of teach yourself. And I feel like you've done pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a, you know, I'm not a, I don't really.
You are a content creator, Mikey.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a full-time content creator. So it's like, I do what I can do. I do what I can do. But like, I don't know. Like, I think that the heart and soul of it is you just do what you love to do. You do what you really think is what you love, what you really enjoy, like the stuff that you like. And then if you show your emotion in that, people buy into it. You know who fucking filleted me today? Fucking Nutty came from my throat on the Battle of the Ambassador story. Guy fucking, really? Oh, yeah.
What did he say? Because I like that.
Oh, he called me. Fun. He was like, Mr. Jacked, Mr. Peptide, this, that. And yeah. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, dude. Whoa. Time out. Time out, bro. Hold on a fucking second here, pal. He's like, this guy, blah, blah, blah. And it was very funny. But this Battle of the Ambassador is going to get very ugly. It could get very ugly. Hey, I'm not retaliating.
No, but Mikey, take your time to, you know what? This is your platform. So start the Battle of Ambassadors. I want you to get your plug.
Well, I mean, there is no plug other than you know exactly where you have to go. You've been going there forever to get your breezy discount. It's Bear Down 10. I mean, look, and that's simply what it's always been and what it always will be. And look, here's the beautiful thing about it, though, Bob. And Joe, I don't even know, Joe, if you're aware of this. So we have from today, we're recording on a Monday, episode releases Tuesday. We have until Friday, whoever comes up with the most sales by usage of their code, me or Nutty, their audience will get a 30% discount for 24 hours. The code will be worth 30% off for 24 hours. And if you use the code during this time frame, you have a shot at a $500 breezy box for free.
That's nice.
There you go.
So, Mike, I mean, like, that's a nice piece.
That's a really nice piece.
Stuff that I haven't even seen before.
It's unbelievable.
Like, talking about? What are we talking? What item?
Is that the shirt that you had on today?
The everyday tee?
Oh, I don't have the everyday.
I mean, you don't know about the everyday tee.
No day tee for me because Mikey's got it every day and we don't got it.
It is. You got a lot of other things, though, Petey. You got a lot of other things. Come on now, Petey. Come on now, Petey. Come on. In terms of like going back and forth with Mason, look, Mason is in his 20s. Like, this young man is on the up and coming. You know, it's like I'm a 40-year-old. I have two little children. Like, I'm not going to get into a bloodbath back and forth with this guy. Like, that's just not going to happen. I'm too classy, number one. I'm way too classy. Number two, now, Bob would love it. Bob would love nothing more than it to be an all-out bloodbath. But I'm gonna remain classy, let the best man win. But I do have a couple curveballs up my sleeve. I have a curveball this week, a nice reel that I think – it's going to be a real nice piece.
Good, nice piece. Good for business, man.
Yeah,
it's
very good for business. And Breezy wins at the end of the day. Breezy wins. Did you see Bubba Sparks is a big Breezy guy?
It's like once a week I get a picture of somebody in the hat that is the most random thing. Bubba Sparks, dude. Bubba Sparks may take the cake as
Who's Bubba Sparks? Booty, 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 right everywhere. Yes, that's it. Oh, you know exactly. Then you knew exactly who the fuck he is, Joe. Club
for about a month or two.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
All right, let's head on over.
Speaking of players' clubs, I'll tell you right now, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is in fact brought to you by Hims Weight Loss. I might be starting these up soon, Mikey. Let me tell you, you've got weight loss. You got goals.
Whoa. Remind me to tell Bob the story about you getting a physical after this is over. Go ahead.
All right. Well, there's a. That's,
it's fine. It's fine. Go, go.
Let me tell you something right now. Losing weight is one thing, but looking good and feeling your best is a whole nother. Now, I could do either. Haven't yet. But you know what? The time is still available. And now with Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Yes, I have not tried it, and I certainly should. But it doesn't stop there. Hims making hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support, like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals, Michael? Visit hims.com/dumb to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/dumb. Weight loss, make it easy.
Dude, so funny, Mike. It's like, you know, you do the ambassador thing. It's like, whoa, like nutty. Jesus.
Yeah, nutty, Jesus. Nutty, nutty. But that, you know what? That's that youngin' in him. He's young. He's got a lot of zest still in him. I get it. I was there. You know, nutty's a little bit nutty. Tell not me. Gonna want to hear it. Nutty got a little hardo to him. A little really? Bit. There's a little bit of hardo there. There is.
No,
there is a little.
Mike, I'm
there's
always
a little
gonna
bit.
Tell you.
There's
that
a little bit, Bob. No, a little really- bit. Little bit, Bob.
Joe, ever since this guy got called a hardo, he tries to loop so many people
yeah,
into the hardo.
Bring people with him.
I, Mikey, hardo, Chris Hug, who you met at the tournament.
Oh, love him.
Hardo. Yeah. That's
that the
a
huggy guy?
Under the what?
Is that Huggy?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a hardo. Mason is not a hardo.
He's got a little hardo to him. Just a tiny, teensy-weensy bit.
Do you think Mason has hardo to him?
No, not. I mean, maybe it's some things that he likes. Like the Coke Zero, he's a hardo with.
You see what I'm saying? He's got a little
Coke Zero.
Like when he goes into certain things, he shows a little bit of what it is to be a hardo. I'm not saying he's an all-around hardo. He doesn't live the hardo life. I'm not saying that. But he's got a little bit to him. A little bit.
Dude, but Mikey's a much bigger hardo.
He's a huge
thanks, John.
He's a huge LeBron fan, so Cutsy FaceTimed him from. I got to give Cutsy credit. Cutsy is one of the best at in those types of situations, he will think of other people to really like to be honest, I thought about it, I was like fuck, like I should have called my dad or asked him about like the barbecue or something like that. Cutsy really thinks of other people in those situations and he called Nut. It made Nut's day, and LeBron was so great about it. He was walking on the fairway just talking Nut, and he really looks out, and Nut was, like, over the moon. He got a jersey signed for Cuzzy, you know,
yeah,
before,
very nice.
Where
very
a lot
nice.
Of times people would just think about them in that situation.
Joe FaceTimed me and my dad when he was with Jerry Rice.
Yeah, he's very good with that stuff. He
I'm
really
very,
is.
Very good. You were a big fan of
yes,
him.
Yeah,
because,
I was a big fan.
Well, your
Jerry
dad
Rice.
Was, too, so.
Yeah, he, Jim fan. McMahon was at the Breeze. He going to FaceTime him, but he forgot that he's a friend.
He'll be there. He'll be there.
I got him a cameo, but he's a dear friend, Bob. He'll be over for breaking bread during Thanksgiving, Bob.
Christmas Eve.
You got friends of he had a cameo from Jim?
No. Jim, anyway. Jim cleans my sidewalks.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. Anyway, when Joe was talking about the Hims, he was like, I got to get on a regimen, Mikey. We were talking, me and him, we were texting back and forth, whatever, you know, sharing our daily whatever. And he's like, I got to get on a regimen. And I was like, look, I was like, we just got to get you to the doctor, get your blood work done so we could check all your markers, see where you're at. And that, and then we go from there. We could see like, you know, he's 40. The reality of being 40 is your testosterone lowers. Like, this is the reality of the situation. And he goes to me, he goes, what do you ask for, like a checkup? And I was like, I was like, yeah, you want to get a physical. Like, it's called a physical. Like, are we, like, Bob, you know what I'm talking about? Like, your annual physical? Like, he goes, I guess I should do that, eh? He said, eh. I thought you only got blood work if you were sick, he goes. And I'm like, Joe, I'm like, no, dude. Like, when is the, Joe, this is slightly concerning to me, though, because, like, when's the last time you just went to the doctor to get your blood work done? You're 40. You're not fucking 20. Like, I'm serious. Yeah. I'm not fucking around, dude. Like, I'm dead ass. Like, I like, you should, yeah. You know.
It's I mean, I go to the doctor if I get sick. I won't not go, but I
right.
I went to urgent care when I was sick. I was probably a few months ago. Remember, I was really Bob after Christmas. Mm-hmm. I was like down for, but I don't go to the doctor just to like, you know, go be like, hey, let's do some testing.
It's
here.
Physical. It's an annual checkup. Though.
You know what I want to do with you guys? Because it wouldn't make sense for Bob to sports. That Gary Brecka, his son Cole Brecka, he's the guy who helped Dana White lose all of that weight.
He does
like a full diagnosis. He wants to have us down in Miami to run the test. Oh,
that sounds terrible, Bob. The last time I did one of those things, that I was when I went to Scott's gym. Remember
well,
that?
Well, they tell and you, they say crazy things to you. Yeah, yeah.
The guy's like, yeah. So after the evaluation, it's deemed that you are in fact obese. I was like, hey, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
But honestly, everybody's obese.
That's like, correct.
Well,
too.
No,
that's
I'm clearly obese. But inside, then you have to do a test.
No, but they
as long as they don't say morbidly in front of it, then it's, you know, that's a little bit of a...
Oh, you mean like Bola?
Whoa.
Mood has got to figure some shit out, man. I'm sorry. You talk about somebody who's got to get some tests. He's rage
baiting. Yeah, but he posts pictures of him like in the hospital, dude. Like, we don't know what's going on with Mood. I've let that go. Wait, I've let it go because this guy's got problems.
Something happened.
Yeah, he's got problems. Way, I don't want that on my conscience,
bro. Rest in peace. And I don't know the name, but the girl from Remember the Titans, Hayden,
36 years old.
Oh my God, what a shame, man. They believe allegedly an overdose, but they don't know for sure. But very sad. I forgot how much stuff that she was in. And her performance in Remember the Titans, she was the daughter girl. Of Coach Yo. She was unbelievable, especially at that age.
Yeah.
That was the daughter who died?
Yeah. Oh. Really sad, man. That's my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, I know. Bob loves Remember the Titans.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
God forbid you ask him about Terminator, but he'll be able to quote every line from Remember the Titans.
Air Bud.
Or Coach Carter.
Air Bud was great. I loved Air Bud. I thought Air Bud was awesome, man.
No, I will say The Sandlot is
Sandlot, yeah, it's a great movie, yes, but like...
But not...
It's like, but it's a great movie, but it's not like a piece of cinema history. You know what I mean?
Remember
like,
the Titans? Come on.
Yeah.
You don't
not,
think so?
Bob, no. I think it's a very good sports movie. It's a very, very good sports movie, but it's not like Ben-Hur. It's not like fucking Citizen Kane. You know what I mean? And I know you don't know either of those, but that's fine.
But
I'm talking about like a movie that like, you know, it's like it goes down in the like it wins ages, best picture. Like,
oh,
like
I think
this.
For me, that's hands down. I think that's the best.
It's your personal favorite. I mean, I have my personal favorites that didn't win best picture. I have personal favorites.
Remember the Titans 1, Good Will Hunting 2.
Good Will Hunting
now that one is.
That to me, like when you say great movie, that's
Shawshank
a great
Redemption.
Movie. Oh, tremendous. Tremendous.
Wedding Crashers 3.
Wedding Crashers. Oh, Wedding Crashers. Yes.
Wedding Crashers. D, what's your top three favorite movies?
It's a great question.
Oh, he knocked himself off the mic. It's just,
not even going to be able to hear him talk to the baby. We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
D, we can't hear you. Your mic's off.
Hey,
man.
Buddy.
Hey,
he can't hear you. Yo, do you ever notice when he's with the baby that he always says, "Look at those ones. Look at those ones." That's his line, dude.
Or you know what he does?
Look at those ones.
Anytime he'll like show me videos of Z, and at the end of it, he'll be like, "He lives a great life."
Like, that's preposterous.
Kids got it all, man.
Yeah, I want that kid to live a great life.
And you know what? You're providing it. You're providing it, D-Man. You're doing exactly what you got to do. What are your top three movies, though, Joseph?
Well, you know how he's providing.
Top three movies?
Go ahead.
Well, I think Shawshank's in there.
Shawshank's great, man.
Catch Me If You Can.
Great movie.
Great. See, that
really
I love.
Good movie.
And then it's a toss-up for the next one. It's either between Goodfellas or Departed.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't go wrong with either. Can't go wrong with
I think it's just hard though because you could go back and forth and watch something.
100%.
It's like when people ask you what's your favorite golf course. It's like I think you almost have to have like some kind of preset like kind of
like a genre. You want the genre,
best, most riveting, or like or if you break it down into like dramas or like comedies. For me, with golf courses, it's like, okay, what's the most pristine golf course, or like the most fun that I've had on a golf course? Like, there's different elements.
What is the most fun you've had on a golf course?
Oh, Shadow Creek with Bob. Every time we have the best time ever. But I don't think it's like the best course I've ever stepped foot on. I think there's courses that are nicer. But
you know what's the best part about that Shadow Creek round was Chucky, who got us on back nine. Chuck, he was playing the round in front of us with business partners. So he said, "Don't get my son too drunk, and you guys won't get too drunk." We came into that clubhouse after 18.
Hammered.
Oh my god!
Tobin was ordering bottles of freaking Dom Perignon.
It was bad. It was really, really bad. We few checks have we run up quite like back nine Chuck. He deserves
back nine, dude.
He's the best. He's the best. I do got to let you know that the Brilliant Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Prize Picks. Remember, guys, that new promo code. It's a really, really solid one. Promo code BDS. When you play your first $5 lineup, if it hits, get $150. $150 to play with. Use promo code BDS for Prize Picks. The year of Mikey V is coming. This is where we put it in autopilot and we send it over to Mikey. This is what he does best. I think Mikey's going to have a monster year. He's been hot out of the gate for the preseason, and I feel really, really good about it.
What
I
are
love
we, 3 weeks away, Mikey?
Four.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, four.
Yesterday was
Sunday, 4 weeks away from the first NFL Sunday.
I tell you what,
it was
nice to have a full slate of preseason games back.
Yeah, it was. Preseason's just, you know, it's just so brutal, though.
Can't
like,
tell
I,
Joe
it's
that.
It's just so brutal. Like, I'll bet it. No question about it. But, like, it's just, like, in terms of, like, really, like, enjoying it, it's not the easiest to
watch. I have a sell. Okay. I have a fucking sell for you because I got banged on this shit, and it's absolutely preposterous. Do you know that the preseason of NFL doesn't do overtime?
Yeah.
I've never known that in my life. I had the Colts and the Patriots. I had the Colts -1.5. And the Patriots kicker misses the field goal, Mikey, from like 37 yards out with no time. But I'm like, all right, we're going to cheer. And then all of a sudden, it's his final.
But, Joe, that's not new, though. Like, that's been the case forever.
Oh, my God.
Why would they play overtime, though, Pete?
It's a game, Bob.
Mikey, when he said that, you had to know it was going to loop back to a bat.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That's fine.
I was rejoicing the kicker missed a 40-yard field goal, which never happens in today's NFL. And I was like, oh, my God, it's written in the stars. We're going to come back and cover in overtime.
That's
and then it
brutal.
Just shows up on my screen.
I tell you, though, like for me and Bob, you're reacting like I am, like, obviously you know this, but, like, I'm trying to think of what it would be like in that situation if you really thought the game genuinely was going to go to overtime.
And I had a decent amount
so
on it.
Fucking pissed off.
I was so pissed.
Dude,
I told Joe,
I gave him a loser in the UFC that I thought really liked.
This UFC and was then, tough. A lot of dogs.
Yeah. And then for the final, I said, Joe, put your fucking house on Islam. Like, put your house on it. He will not lose. He's like, you sure? Like, and with those odds,
I didn't actually
laid
put
him
a house just to make sure. So nobody, you know, my
but,
parents.
Well, I mean, yeah, but if you want to take him on the money line, I mean, that's costing you a pretty
penny. It was minus almost 400.
I know what it was. Yeah.
And look, he won four. He won four rounds. Like I know one judge scored it, you know, that he won three. I think he won
Gary
four.
Gary had
rounds.
No plan, dude. It looked like he had no plan. Like Islam just shot,
he
and
didn't
he just
look
nothing.
That good though either.
You
no,
know
he
what's
didn't.
Crazy?
He didn't look
too,
like he had a plan.
I saw Dana commenting about it.
Saw that.
This Ian Gary, the lovey, you know, stuff. I'm all for like the fighters showing respect. But he's like hugging him after like the second and third round. Like they just like the fight it was so bizarre. And then even in the press conference, Gary was like trying to praise him. And even Islam told him to shut up because like you got to promote the fight to some degree. Like it was. And then it made me think of that Strickland fight that we got duped on.
That was ridiculous.
I do have a bye this week, actually. I think I've sold so many weeks in a row. I have a bye. I tried this today. I don't think I had ever tried it, to be honest. And it was only because it was sitting right in front of me that I tried it. I had a Caesar salad at lunch today, not to bite off Bob, but I do enjoy a Caesar as well. I had a Caesar salad, big, large, in a bowl with blackened chicken, not grilled, blackened. So it's got the seasoning. I prefer that over grilled. And a bottle of Cholula hot sauce was sitting in front of me. And I said, you know what? I said, I wonder if I take this hot sauce and mix it in with this Caesar, how that would go. And let me tell you something. It went very well.
Really?
It went very, very well.
Cholula, to me, is the best of a hot sauces.
Me too, because Tabasco's
there.
Tabasco's too thin, and it tastes like sweat sock. Cholula mixed in with that Caesar, dude, was... I'm telling you, what a different experience that took it to.
Were there croutons in there, Michael?
Wow.
Really?
House-made croutons, in-house croutons.
Oh, thick, or were they chopped up and crumbled?
They were about the size of like a die, like a regulation dice, like a regulation dice square.
I like that.
The small cubes almost.
Now, I've said for a long time that a great crouton, not a good crouton, a great crouton could save a mediocre salad. It could raise the level of a mediocre salad. But this hot sauce in the Caesar with the mix, because the Caesar, you know, is that creamy, like, you know, cool, you know, with the cold lettuce. That combo, there might be something there. And now people are probably going to say we've done this, but yes, with the blackened chicken, another level, dude, another level. It took it to.
Cholula is really good.
And I would have never thought of it, but for whatever reason on my table, I took Dom to lunch. He had pizza. I took Dom to lunch, and on the table just happened to be a bottle sitting right in front of me. Otherwise, I'd be honest, I would have never, ever in a million years thought it. I said, fuck it. Let's find out.
Which I try a lot now is the truff sauce.
Truff sauce is nice.
The options you have at lunch, like I would go, if I was working with you, we'd go out to lunch every single day. We would know what we're having that morning. We would map it out. Like what you have, the options you have at your disposal is unbelievable.
Well, that's what makes it. Yeah. I mean, like on Monday, because I didn't work on Monday. So I'll take Dom to lunch usually. So we'll mess around, because the other days it's the same thing every day.
Yeah.
And over and over.
I mean, I remember at the Four Seasons, Joe, I used to know what I was having for lunch the night before.
What, Avenida?
Avenida, but I also would like to take a trip down Beverly, get lost for a little bit. They had
if
great
you get some
options
extra time, you go to the what's the place that they had the chicken sandwich that was so good right near there?
Carla Cafe?
No.
Or the place that Miss Green used to go all the time, Walters.
Walters was really good, but across the street from there, where they have the chicken sandwich that we ordered with Cuzzy, the best chicken sandwich in Beverly Hill.
You're not talking about Chin Chin. Chin Chin's gone.
No, not Chin Chin. What's that place called where they have the best chicken, they had the mini chicken sandwiches and they had sliders. It was a bar.
Oh, that's Honor Bar. And let me tell you.
If you had some extra time to go there.
And Joe, you and I both know I had the time.
I think still to this day, maybe if I had to take like my top three most outlandish Bob things he's ever tweeted or said was that one tweet where he asked for recommendations at the Beverly Hills cheese shop on like a Tuesday afternoon at like 11 a.m. Just like putting it out there like there's so many people with experience of going to this place on a Tuesday.
Strolling through Rodeo Drive, going to the Beverly Hills cheese.
It's on Rodeo Drive.
That was one of the most dude, like he was going to fucking like Wendy's and he's like, what's new on the menu today? Anybody got any good wrecks? No? Okay.
Guys, I'm looking for a good Gruyere.
That was bad. Oh, Mikey teed off.
That was good, Bob. Oh, that was so good. That was so good. I was fucking crying.
I used to pick Miss Green up a tuna sandwich, and she'd let me get one for myself, too, and I'd come back and eat it in the room with her. She was so lovely.
It's really good.
I had nothing but time at that hotel, man.
Oh, man. While Bob didn't need to go anywhere, I was bringing him freaking Wagyu steaks and freaking, I mean, the meals this guy was eating. Yeah. And then towards, like, at first, he was just so thrilled to get anything. And then after, like, a week or two, he'd be like, you know, I'm really feeling kind of like, you know, that Branzino tonight, maybe. Oh, you think you can maybe pull that off? I'm like, jeez, dude. I brought him one time, Bob. I'm not lying. I brought him in to his little work office, which was like a hidden cave. No one ever went in there. It was like a full-on, what was it, Bob? Like a full Wagyu steak, dude. Like,
yeah, it was massive.
Big boy.
He brought like a Wagyu flight at one point.
Like a cowboy, dude.
Bro.
Guy was like choosing his sides. It was insane.
If they got a hold of that, like they would be the margins. That is not, you can't be sneaking fucking Wagyu flights and expect to be in the black. You know what I mean? You just can't do it.
No, you can't.
Oh boy.
No, man. You can't.
Yeah, I'm very interested about that Caesar, but let's go into the Ask Bob. I'm curious where you boys are going to go now. If you need me to step away, I can always do that, but you say the word. This is Ask Bob.
Well, let me tell you, before we go into it, Ask Bob is brought to you by our friends at Mars Men. Okay, Mars Men. Joey D talked about some weight loss before. Let's talk about having the performance to back up the weight loss after you're done. We've all done it. We've all dabbled. Mars Men, it's for us. And Mars Men is a natural supplement designed to support healthy testosterone levels, which can help your body burn fat more efficiently, Joseph, and build that lean muscle. Workouts, energy, even staying lean. It's basically helping get back to running like it did years ago. Guys that are, you know, 35 plus, your ears should be perking up because I know you're sitting in the same boat. And the quality is legit. It's made in the USA, third party tested, and now available at GNC nationwide. Listen, 90 day money back guaranteed. There's no risk. Worst case, you don't absolutely love it and you get your money back. But over 91% of users report higher energy levels. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. Just check out the reviews on the website to see for yourself. So for a limited time, our listeners get not 10, not 20, not 30, not 40, but 50% off for life. For life. Plus shipping and 3 free gifts. Mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 free gifts when you check out. What are the gifts? We're not sure, but who cares? They're free. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that the Brilliantly Dumb Show sent you. That's mengotomars.com.
Very nice, Michael. Again, bear down 10 for him to take down Nut. Nut, look, Nut has a big YouTube presence. He gets golf videos that he's in. Help our guy Mikey out. The Brilliantly Dumb Show audience coming strong. If you plan on buying Breezy, use Mikey's promo code, especially
don't
after
you
the
dare
peptide
buy
shot.
Breezy without Mikey's.
Bear down 10. Bear thank down 10. Please. Use appreciate it. Use it. Appreciate use it. We love you guys. We appreciate the support as always. Yes. But let's get into the Ask Bob, fellas.
Actual help with Mr. EA actually sent something over that I was looking at, and I think it's a great question.
You know, he wants to bang me after that Poland comment I made, too. So he's looking to get back.
Yeah. How do you spell Poland?
He gave me a few different options. I like this one, so we're going to go with this one. And again, I didn't know we did the carbon dioxide, but nevertheless, Bob, this week for the Ask Bob, I would like to ask you, what is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
Very nice. Very nice. Oh, boy.
Shout out EA for this wonderful question. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hardest natural substance on Earth?
I'm visualizing that kid's TikTok. That guy, he's really funny, who did the TikTok of us for the Ass Bob.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
was
yeah,
really yeah. good. That was
I
really
good. I got banged,
good.
By the way. I kind of got a ricochet shot in there.
Hey, you know what, PD? Nobody more than me there, though, man.
Oh, him on the phone. That was
funny. That was funny. That was funny.
That was so good.
Bob, you know this, I think.
It's the same thing every fucking time. I think I have my answer. Yeah, no. I mean, the answer I have, it's all I got, and I don't. It's not a substance. It's not a. Oh, it's gonna be so bad because I promise you guys, I'll always say what's in my head, but I don't think I have it. Repeat the question one more time, Pete.
Fair.
What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
It's going to be wrong. That's all I have.
Bob, you got to believe in yourself, Bob.
Yeah, no, it's going to be wrong. I can't say it because I know it's wrong.
Oh,
it's so
bad.
You have
to say it, Bob. You might be right.
I'm just trying to think if I have a different answer.
I want to know what comes to Bob's mind. When you think of hard substances on Earth, what are you thinking? Give him that hard.
I hate this, bro, because I just.
For the sake of the segment, we're going to need an answer.
Okay. All right. A rock? No. Yeah, see, that's like that. That yeah, I knew that was going to be brutal. Give me.
It's not brutal. It's a diamond, Bob.
Diamond. The diamond, yes.
The diamond. That's all right. That yeah. You know what?
That's not terrible, not, Bob. Okay. Bro, you made it sound like yeah. Now, when you say some of the other ones that you've given the answer, some have been preposterous. But I don't think if you don't know it's a diamond, I don't think. Rock is
no
absurd.
It's not honestly I know it's is there any way to negotiate that into a acceptable answer to a yes
no
I mean a I diamond is a rock
it's called a rock it's not actually
I
rock.
Think a rock is a I don't know
just if consider it, is, it. Just
is
consider
a,
it.
I think a diamond is actually considered a mineral is it not Joseph
yeah
I think a rock is considered a mineral.
It could be.
What is I'm just trying to plead my case here. It's going to be Tracker's. Curious what Tracker does there. Can we get some
a
help?
Diamond is a mineral, not a rock. I just looked it up. A diamond
all right,
is a 0
mineral, for 1.
Not a
all
rock.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not as bad, though, as
no,
I thought.
No, I don't think it is.
A rock is a mix of two or more different materials, while a diamond is a single, pure mineral made entirely of carbon arranged in a tight crystal pattern.
Yeah, that's okay. That it's now.
It's not a terrible answer.
No,
though,
it's really not. No. It's really not.
No,
I mean, it's not like you're calling a crustacean a mammal.
That happened. True. That definitely happened.
Or that you're saying Al Gore is on.
We got
know.
It. We got it. We got it. We got it. All right, Petey, nice job. Mikey, over to you.
Well, EA, nice job.
Yeah, EA, okay. Good shit.
Bob, this is a math question. This is a Bobby mathematics question.
Bobby Mass.
It is a hypothetical. If an item at a store is priced at $80 and it is listed at 25% off, what is the final sale price of the item?
Say it again, Mikey. Say it again, bro.
Yeah, you're going to need that repeated, right, Bob?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. If an item, let's say a breezy quarter zip,
yes,
is listed for $80, but you use code BEARDOWN25,
yes,
and it gets you 25% off. Now, this is a hypothetical. What is the final sale price of that quarter zip now with 25% off?
Fuck you guys, man.
Bob's used to paying full price. Did you just say carry the six?
No, I didn't say carry the six. No, I did not
that
say.
That is unbelievable.
I did not say carry the six.
Yo, if he did, that would have been unreal, but I don't think he did. I don't think he did. Do you need to hear it again?
Yeah, one more time.
All right. You have an item that costs $80. This item has been listed for sale. 25% off said item. What is the final sale price of said item? With the 25% off.
Just give, how much time do I have? Just give me a little bit of time.
I'm going to give you 15 seconds. 15,
14, 13. He's counted it down.
Yeah, I got my guess.
Okay, go ahead. Come on, Bob.
$55.
Oh, Bob. 60, dude. 60. 60. 25%. Four 25 is equal 100. Yeah.
Yeah, it just sucks. Fuck!
But where did you get 55 though? Just out of curiosity.
I know how he got it.
You don't want to know how. You don't want to know the process of what took place.
He what, Joe?
He minused it. He thought like 80 minus 5 is 55. 80 minus 25 is 55.
No, I was thinking, what is 25? So 25?
Is that what you did?
No.
Because that's
minus 25%
of 100 off, obviously, would have been $75. See, so, yeah, I was taking that, would have been $75. So I was taking that down of the 20%.
But it. Okay.
So he went 80. Yes, minus
yes, I see. 25. I see. Yes, yes. Got it.
Correct.
Got it.
That's what I yes. said
initially. Yeah.
Okay.
80 minus 25.
But you needed to think, you know, the easiest way to think of that is I always would think of what is half of 80. So half of 80 is 40. What's half of that? That's 20. So 80 minus 20, and that gets you to 60.
All right. Good job, boys.
All right.
Oh.
Good we'll thing get them next have, week. We'll get them next
thing
week.
Good thing we're going to have the we'll actual, the we'll things, the register that does the math at the Bob Does Bagels.
Well, yeah. That one, I just need a second, man. I know we're going to go into the top five. I wanted that one bad. The Rock, to be honest, The Rock I was okay with.
Not terrible.
But now you guys just have a whole nother lane to expose me. You know what I mean?
Maybe we need to start doing the math ones, Michael. That was a good question.
Yeah, it was. Okay, let's head on over to the top five. PDD, back-to-back. He's
wow.
back.
Wow.
The D-Man has won back-to-back. I came in second, and Mikey came in third. And then what you're going to be having here, this is EA.
This is tremendous.
And a little bit of Michael, actually, too.
No, this was Mr. Anderson.
EA.
The full way through?
Yeah, the whole way. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Top five worst places to take a shit. That is the top five worst places to take a shit.
Really good stuff.
Peter, where would you like to go?
I think I'm going to go one.
Wow. You think there's a slam dunk number one?
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to go three.
All right. Well, that makes me number two. Get it?
Can I do two? Can I change to two?
Sure, Bob.
I'd like to change to two.
Sure.
All right. I think, personally,
yeah,
there's no worse place to shit just because of the sheer size, the volume of people. Is it the airplane has to be, to me,
on the plane worst. Itself.
On the plane sure. while flying, because even if you take a terrible dump, first of all, you have people waiting to get in there. Secondly, if you open it up and the stench emits here it goes forward. And then also too, you have stewardess that are just sitting there. So if you're ripping ass, it's just a culmination of so many factors that make it awful that I will refuse to shit in an airplane unless I know I'm gonna shit my pants. That's the only way I will take a shit in an airplane.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good one. Robert,
give me gas station.
Gas station is good too.
Good too.
All right, back to back rippers for me here.
Yeah, I'm curious where you go here, Michael.
All right, I'm gonna take a porta potty. Any situation where you have to shit in a porta potty is a fucking like at a very tailgate. Strong. Have you seen what these look like? These things.
Oh my!
Porta potty
at the golf tournaments, and they're all hot inside.
Oh my!
Not at a breezy tournament though. Great facilities.
Great facilities.
No, you shit inside at a breezy tournament.
That's correct. On the wraparound, I'm going to take one of the worst places to shit, in my opinion, is at your. It's hard to. I want to make sure that it's going to be a tough visual for Bone at your date's house or your date's residence. So at the house of your date, especially if that house is their parents' house and you're not married, there's no like, and you're just starting to date, that is one of the rougher situations you could ever find.
That's like the Harry situation.
Yes, from Dumb and Dumber. That's correct, Joseph. That's correct.
Now, good picks there, Michael. Can I go like in-laws' house? No, granted, I don't have.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, I could do in-laws' house.
Yeah, I would say yeah. I'm going to tell you this, though. I don't know if that's a strong play. Well, I really don't.
I had it on my list.
All right.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no.
I actually seem to think it's a pretty good play. But what do I know?
Maybe I'm just a little too comfortable, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, give me the in-laws' house.
All right. In-laws' house. Joseph, you have back-to-backs here.
All right. I'm going to say... in the woods, like camping. Like if you're camping, you need to shit.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's just a nightmare. And then I'm going to come back after that one, and I'm going to go with a at the beach. I don't know where you shit when you're at the – like, Mikey, when you set up camp, is there a bathroom in proximity?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You could, well, I mean, you gotta walk a little, but, I mean, it's there. You could run back up
to – I mean, you could get to the point where you have to just drop your drawers and shit in front of a fucking ton of people.
You ever heard of the old brown whale? Happens.
That's unbelievable.
Has it happened to you, Mikey?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say it hasn't, but in our group of people, I'm going to tell you, the brown whale happens.
Oh, my.
Me?
It is, Bob.
Okay, so give me like a sports game or a stadium.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, I will. My only counter to that is now a lot of the new stadiums, the bathrooms are pretty nice now. Like if you go to SoFi Stadium, the bathrooms are nice.
They may be, but not during. Like they'll rough those up real fast. I've never been comfortable, you know, taking a shit.
There's so many people in there. It's not as bad, but I know the old school stadiums were like the fucking bathrooms and toilets are
taking a shit at Wrigley.
Yes. You can't imagine good piping there.
That doesn't sound too good.
Michael, over to you.
Yeah, when Joe went, I thought that it was going to be this, but it wasn't. His is great. The plane is worse. But I do still think the airport's a terrible place to have to take a shit as well. I think shitting at an airport is very uncomfortable. The bathrooms are always mobbed unless you're at an airport that's dead. The bathrooms are always mobbed. It's tight quarters unless you're in a lounge or something like that. If you're in general population and you got to go in there, not the most sanitary situation. So I'm going to take the airport. And then on the wraparound, I'm going to say church. Church, a really, really tough place.
Oh, I had that on my list.
Just not a place you want to take
just
a shit.
Just expelling demons from inside you, dude.
Yeah. I feel like everybody aren't they really respectful, though? Don't they really respect that?
But if you got to go, though, Bob, what are you going to do?
By the way, there's not – the lavatories in the church is normally not exactly extensive.
They're old. They're always, like, old. Like, real old. Like, medieval.
Old. Yeah. Some of them. You're really bad. All right, Bobby.
This is going to get interesting now because now we're getting into the nitty gritty here. This is going to be an interesting last two rounds.
Yeah, you're right about that. Give me at like a bar or a nightclub.
Damn it.
Yeah. Fuck. God, after that, it's like, bro. What?
So I have two picks and then I'm done?
Yep.
Subway terminals.
Sure.
That place is like, I don't even know what a bathroom down there is.
It's got to
look like the depths of hell, dude. Oh my God. Plus just the people living in there and shit. And then I want to know if I got approval from the committee for this. Could you say if you're driving, like you got to take a shit and you're in the car and then like you're on the highway somewhere, there's no bathroom around.
So wouldn't
I would
that
say
be like
I would say that you can't do it because you're not going to shit in the car. Like all these other ones, you're shitting where you're at.
You I mean, Joe, to. You could say the road, like if you have to pull over. And
that's what I'm saying, like the highway, the middle of the highway.
You could do highway. Yeah, sure, that's a place to shit.
Sure. Middle of the highway?
Like, yeah, not in like the
but
car.
But I mean, not a rest stop. You're talking about pinching a loaf on the side
about,
of the fucking
you're driving,
road.
You're in the middle of fucking desert. There's
yeah,
no
highway.
Fucking bathroom.
Okay.
You got to shit on the highway.
I'll put the highway. That's I'll allow that. It's fine. Bob, that's good with you, right?
Yeah. The car, I think, no, because you really can't. But, I mean, yeah, I have no issue there. Look, I've never taken a shit here, but I think we would all agree that this has to be a really, really bad, the lowest of the low. I'm going to go lock me in for prison. Shitting in prison, I can imagine, is not fun. Those
the open toilet in the middle of a cell,
bro. And like those silver, like when you shit it, you know it's gonna stay there too. Like it'll slide down.
Oh,
and,
Bob.
Oh man, I can't imagine. I haven't done it, but it's got to be horrible.
Don't ever want to either. Never want to deal. Oh never want to have to deal with that. All right, I'm closing this out here, man. This is like so difficult now.
I don't know if I hate my list or I really don't know.
I'm going to say at a wedding. I mean, like, a wedding. And I'm going to say why, because, like, at a wedding, inevitably, you're dressed up nice. Like, that's such a pain in the ass to, like, have to go in there. You got to untuck the fucking shirt, take the belt off, the pants, especially if it's a black tie wedding. Then it's a real disaster. Just put me down for wedding. Not a good situation. Joe, airplane, the woods, the beach, subway terminal and the highway. Bob, the gas station, the in-laws' house, a stadium, bar, nightclub, prison. I have porta potty, dates house, airport, church, wedding. Could be anyone's ball game here with the shitting. I don't know. Could be.
Mikey, give me yours one more time.
The porta potty, your dates house, or residence, whatever. Airport, church, wedding.
I think Mikey's gonna win.
No, I don't know. I do. I think it's very even. This could be the closest one we've had in a long time, I think.
Fuck me, but I just think that if you have to shit while you're in a car and there's nowhere to
go. Well, yeah, that's... I mean, I told the story of shitting myself last week. It's brutal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just feel so isolated, so alone.
Bro, that's a bad place to be. You know what I had to do today is if you're, if you're sitting next to somebody in the airplane, if you got the window... As I've gotten older, I've appreciated the aisle more and more because, like, especially if you're on an early flight and that person's knocked out, like, I really, really held it. And depending on how they're positioned, sometimes you just leap over because, like, you don't want to wake them up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a tough decision to make.
I mean, at least if you're sitting in first class, you have more room to step over. If you're sitting in economy, I mean, there's just no way you could do it. What is it look for? I'm just making a statement.
Yeah.
Anything else you boys want to touch on?
No, I think that's good. I mean, listen, the streak lives on. By the way,
streak lives on.
It wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world if we came out with the episode one day late. It's not like we wouldn't have put out an episode.
No, we definitely would have put out the episode, but our streak is special, man.
It's like I don't know.
Like Brett Favre.
Yeah, or like a Joe Thomas started like 10,000 straight snaps he got. Cal Ripken Jr.
I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of our consistency in a world where people aren't. Let me tell you, if I was teaching the consistency class, I mean, if I was teaching the social media class, that's one of the first days we're doing.
Fundamentals.
We're gonna talk consistency, not fundamentals.
What would be the four major pillars?
I'm saying that's a fundamental. That's like a pillar.
What else, Bob?
Consistency would be the number one. Work ethic, for sure. Consistency, work ethic, the art of ignorance in social media, as far as ignoring the hate that you're going to get, or like, you know, like having a certain amount of don't give a fuck type thing you just understanding that no matter what you do, as you grow, you're not going to be able to keep everybody happy and being okay with that and still sticking to what you're doing. And then I would say the to diversify in the sense of hit every single social media account. Like, don't stop at just Instagram. Like, you should have a long form that goes to YouTube. You should cut it, and that should go to TikTok. That should go to Twitter. That should go to everything.
Yeah, see, I gotta do a better job of that.
Yeah, and then we would get into each thing, like TikTok, having your niche, making the same header for everything. Like, there's people, if you have your niche in TikTok and you're consistent on what you're doing and your header is the same and everything, you have a really good chance now more than ever.
Sounds like Arizona State should get on the call with Bob, because whoever they got, maybe he's holding a candle to the wind.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, who's teaching? I would like to see what is the credential to teach that course? Like, it should be somebody like him.
I want Aaron Rodgers to show me how to throw a football. I don't need someone, show me someone who's got the sauce showing me how to do it.
Yeah. Mikey, you know what I think you should do, which I find the best, and I've told you? Mm. I think on your TikTok, you go to just blind rankings. I think would be awesome.
And if you really don't put anything much else out there.
Dude, it's so good. Like, Joe, you know how Rick Locks, like, if you go to his TikTok, it's the same header for everything. If Mikey goes all into just rankings and has the same thing on every video, I think his TikTok would murder.
Look at my – these are my last – like, this is all – the TikTok is all blind – I don't think I've put out anything but a blind ranking in a while.
How do you find the blind rankings? You search them?
Down in, like, the search bar for effects. You just type in blind rank.
When you did that Jolly Rancher one, I couldn't believe that there was 10 flavors.
I couldn't either. I didn't think there were. I didn't even know this. I couldn't believe the filter existed. I was like, this is fucking... I thought there were like 4 flavors. I got fucked too on green apple.
On green apple.
Green apple's good, dude.
You could see it all over your face when you tried
to... I totally forgot about green apple. Tried to play all that. We could flip 10 for 8. Not a big deal. But blue raspberry and watermelon being 1-2.
Watermelon's a 1.
Watermelon is the one, in my opinion. I don't think it's up for discussion. As good as green apple was, no disrespect.
The blue is good,
watermelon.
Too.
It was. But to me, watermelon was the flavor you sought out the most. At least for me, it was. At least for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. The streak stays alive, boys. Mikey, thanks for working with us this week. As always, we appreciate you. We'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.